Introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenas tardes, I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Apprentice Anthony Garo. It is now 3:08, and as always, don't forget to go on over to our Facebook or Instagram to answer our question of the day. I asked you guys, what holiday movie would you recommend and why? I look forward to your responses. And now, coming up next, a chance to pause and show appreciation for those who make a difference. It's a reminder that a heartfelt note can have a lasting impact. Find out how a simple thank you can brighten someone's day. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you, America's best.
You can't be shit, I'm an early bird.
What's hotter than summer in Sicily? Music on 105.9.
Uh-oh.
AFN Sigonella, we're on fire.
We seem to be in a bit of a pickle. An immigrant worker at a pickle factory is accidentally preserved for 100 years and wakes up in modern-day Brooklyn. Watch the premiere of An American Pickle this Saturday evening at 8:30 on AFN Movie, streaming on AFN Now.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate, each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this National Day.
A national holiday dedicated to the simple but powerful act of expressing gratitude. Originating as a reminder to take a moment and recognize the people who contribute to our lives, it encourages us to step back from the daily hustle and send a thoughtful note. This tradition has been a part of our culture for many years, highlighting the significance of appreciation in our personal and professional relationships. Whether handwritten or digital, a thank you note has the ability to convey genuine gratitude and brighten someone's day. Gratitude is a powerful tool, and expressing it through a thank you note can have a profound effect. It builds stronger connections, fosters goodwill, and often strengthens relationships. And in a world that can sometimes feel rushed or disconnected, taking the time to express thanks offers a refreshing reminder of the importance of showcasing appreciation. A simple note can go a long way in spreading positivity and strengthening connections. So why not take a few moments today to show your thanks and make someone's day brighter by giving back to the Sigonella community? If you borrow the Lone Locker kitchenware kit, flea and family's request, you return the borrowed items if you no longer need it. These kits are a lifeline for service members and their families transitioning to or from Sigonella. And your thoughtful return ensures others have access to the same support. Need more time? No worries, just call to extend your contract. By returning the kit, you're not just fulfilling a task, you're helping someone else feel at home during their journey. Whether it's a thank you note or return loan locker kit, small actions can make a big impact. Let's keep our community thriving, one thoughtful gesture at a time. A tale of adventure, courage, and unforgettable characters is coming to Sigonella this winter. And with that, an opportunity awaits for young stars to shine, friendships to form, and a timeless story to come to life. This winter, Sigonella is thrilled to welcome the Missoula's Children's Theater for an incredible performing arts camp that promises to be both fun and transformative. The theme? The Jungle Book. Young actors will have the opportunity to take center stage and bring this beloved classic to life. The production isn't just a show. It's a chance for kids to discover their hidden talents, gain confidence, and build unforgettable memories as they rehearse and perform with friends. Auditions kick off Monday, December 30th, and will be held at the Sigonella Elementary School Knights Hall, opening the doors for around 50 to 60 young performers to step into the world of Mowgli, Baloo, Bagheera, and other iconic characters. From the moment the curtains rises on the first rehearsal, each participant will embark on an enriching journey filled with fun, hard work, and teamwork. Under the guidance of the talented team from Missoula's Children's Theater, students will not only learn music, but also develop essential skills like collaboration, problem solving, and creative expression. The excitement culminates on Saturday, January 4th, with a grand performance that showcases all their dedication and effort. Parents, families, and friends will gather to witness the result of days of practice and passion as these young actors take the stage and embody their roles with joy and confidence. This isn't just a play, it's a celebration of growth, courage, and the boundless potential in every child.
Are we gonna sink or swim?
bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonello weather.
It is currently 3:30 and 63 degrees outside this afternoon. Today you can expect a mostly sunny day with a high of 64. And tonight expect those temperatures to drop down to a low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow, you're looking at a mostly sunny day with a high of 63 and a low of 42. Now over to exchange rate brought to courtesy of Community Bank. One US dollar will buy you 92 euro cents and 1 euro will cost you $1.08.
And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Cran Van Diesel. Safety behind the wheel. December isn't just a month full of gifts and celebrations, it's also National Drunk Driving Prevention Month. Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi goes over something you should be aware of.
There has been a number of DUIs involving base personnel. The base is looking to put an end to this trend. They have professionals available to anyone looking for help. One of NAS Sigonella's Navy Drug and Alcohol Counselors, Chief Petty Officer Philidor, gives information on resources available to service members.
SARP is Navy-wide, and it's at every medical treatment facility. All of the hospitals have them, and the branch clinics do as well. The program is not meant to end someone's career. If an incident occurs, that's a different story. But for the most part, we're here to just help, provide the resources, and treat.
Chief Philidor also discusses why DAPA screens people.
We also screen sailors who are just drinking too much, too often, in large amounts. So we screen them to get them to the right resources and support. People are going to drink. The Navy understands that. It's not a zero tolerance policy against alcohol, as it is with drugs. However, we want to make sure that we do it in moderation, responsibly, and safely.
If you ever need to speak with a DAPA, you can contact them at 095-56-5164 or stop by the Flight Line Clinic at the Naval Hospital on NAS 2. If you need to utilize the Arrive Alive program, you can contact the Command Duty Officer or the Non-Emergency Dispatch Number at 5225. For more information on the Arrive Alive program, visit the NAS Sigonella Facebook page. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Cran Van Diesel.
Know that song you love? Don't go anywhere.
In 1967, a groundbreaking film aired on BBC One on Boxing Day, leaving audiences intrigued and perplexed. While the soundtrack soared, the film itself sparked mixed reactions, challenging the expectations of both fans and critics alike. Find out which film went on to become a pivotal moment in the cultural landscape, but relied to a legendary group known for pushing boundaries.
In the whip on a Tuesday night, the music.
In the 1960s, a British band took the world by storm, becoming one of the most influential music acts in history. Known for their innovative sound and boundless creativity, this group redefined what was possible in the music industry and beyond. Their influence stretched far past the stage as they explored film, art, and culture, setting trends that shaped an entire generation. Among their many projects, a controversial film, Magical Mystery Tour, stood out. It first aired in black and white on BBC One on Boxing Day in 1967, and it immediately garnered widespread attention, though not all of it was positive. While the soundtrack was a major success, the film itself received a mixed reception, with many questions its abstract and experimental nature. Despite this, the film became iconic in its own right, airing in color on BBC Two shortly after its initial broadcast and cementing its place in pop culture. Today we celebrate the anniversary of Magical Mystery Tour, a groundbreaking film that captured the adventurous spirit of the Beatles and their fearless approach into creativity. This innovative project marked yet another milestone in the band's incredible journey, forever changing the way we experience music and entertainment. So if you're in need to experience music in ways that can change your life, have you heard that the 568 Lounge is bringing the night of a lifetime? Spend the New Year's Eve kicking up your heels, having a ball, and enjoy the music as DJ Miha mans the turntables. It's the perfect way to ring in the new year with friends, fun, and fantastic music. So let's honor the fearless spirit of the past while dancing into the future. From the iconic creativity of Magical Mystery Tour to the unforgettable vibes of the 568 Lounge, this season is all about celebrating the milestones, memories, and the magic what's to come. Don't miss your chance to make this New Year's Eve a legendary one.
I've been reading books of old.
Did you know that there are some group exercise updates to help fit a class into your daily routine? Some morning classes have now been bumped up to 30 minutes later to accommodate school drop-off. You can attend strength, spin, and yoga at 8:30. Zumba and Pop Pilates is now offered at 9:30. For more information or details, check the fitness calendar on the MWR Facebook page. It is currently 3:52, and listen up. You can stop by the Naswan Library anytime this month to join in on community puzzles. Open to all ages, this ongoing activity is a great way to relax, connect with others, and piece together something fun. Visit during library hours, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. And of course, don't forget to check out our Facebook page and be sure to answer our question of the day. I asked you guys, what holiday movie would you recommend and why? I do have some great responses from our listeners, so let's check them out. At AFN Naples, Hungry said, Nightmare Before Christmas. For all of us are alternative types who have our own flavor of the holiday spirit. Okay, I really, really like Nightmare Before Christmas. I wouldn't call myself alternative, although I kind of watch horror movies during the holiday season. But anyways, Nightmare Before Christmas, I highly recommend it to anybody who hasn't watched it. Mostly because it's like, I guess it's the theme of achieving your dreams and all that stuff. It sounds kind of corny, but I love it for that reason. And although it has scary themes, I think it's like everybody should just at least check it out once. That's my opinion, especially during these times. Anyways, enough of my yapping. Stay tuned because up next your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you, America's best.